Right now, we're going to welcome in Maria Horn, our representative in Hartford. The legislative session began this past week in Connecticut. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Marshall.
How are you this cold morning?
I'm okay. Yeah. I'm moderating my response these days. There's a lot of serious news about, but I'm solid and we're all healthy. How about you?
That's exactly the way I look at it. Just a reminder for people listening, today in Salisbury, there's COVID-19 testing, which is free in between 9:30 and 12 at Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association. And, of course, every Monday in Kent at the transfer station for residents of anywhere, Kent has free COVID-19 testing from 3 till 7 o'clock today. Just wanted to remind people that might want to get tested on that. All right, with the start of the legislative session in Connecticut, I'm sure, and also with the political climate in this country the way it is, of course, it started a couple of months ago where people wanted to kidnap the governor of Michigan, and it accelerated greatly this past week with what happened in Washington, D.C. And I'm sure there are concerns in Connecticut, but before we get to those concerns, how did the official start, once again, still under the pandemic, go for the legislature in Connecticut?
Our start actually went beautifully. I mean, it was on January 6th, the same day as the insurrection against the Capitol. And ours went, I mean, it was not traditional in that we were not sworn in the chamber as we usually are all together. We were sworn in outdoors. And so, you know, a lot of different arrangements had to be made for that. But there were a group of protesters, I've heard it estimated around 500, who came to the Capitol. They definitely heard, we heard them, but the Capitol Police kept everyone safe by putting out appropriate and firm barriers. And it was a little hard to hear for the speeches outdoors, but it went beautifully. And everyone was safe, people were heard, and we did most of the rest of our swearing in indoors. And I will say that we have new elected leadership this year in the House on both the Republican and Democratic side, and they made speeches that we all found quite moving about their deep respect for one another, which was crafted over many years and many difficult late-night conversations on tough issues. And they were clear about, you know, how they held each other in high regard and that they looked forward to continuing to work together. It was such a markedly different tone than what we saw in Washington. And our Capitol Police did a beautiful job.
All right. So now, what assignments were you handed for this term?
Well, I continue to sit on the Environment Committee, and I am joining the Energy and Technology Committee, and I am co-chairing the Public Safety Committee, which, as you can imagine right now, is there's lots of conversations going on there. I am, in a way, the session started quite some time ago for me and many other legislators who you can't really just get started on January 6th. So I've been having meetings with other legislators, with leadership, with people who have issues, police, fire, people interested in gaming, all kinds of things in the lead up of the last several weeks, and now it starts officially. So we had an organizational meeting of the Public Safety Committee the day after the swearing in, and we are now starting to work on the business in front of us.
Now, I was just going to say, we're speaking with Maria Horn. The legislative session got into session last week in Connecticut. What are the major issues? I know COVID-19 is on that list, but on top of COVID-19, what other issues is the legislature looking at bubbling to the top of the list to deal with?
Well, some of that is still getting sorted out because the system is working a little bit more slowly this year because it has to be done online, and Connecticut is not used to that. We have a very paper-driven system. But so for me, the legalization of sports betting is a big issue, and it is before the Public Safety Committee. So that is a big issue that will consume a fair amount of time for us. I would say also in environment, one of the reasons I continue there is that, dealing with solid waste and recycling is a huge issue. Our towns, with the MIRA, which is the facility that deals with most of the solid waste of the towns in the 64th district, is on its last legs. And So we have to come up with other solutions. So there is a real crisis that I'm hoping will drive opportunity. And that is one of the issues that I for sure am working on. And then in the Energy and Technology Committee, connectivity remains top of mind. And I do believe, after many, many conversations with the governor, that we have his attention and his agreement that it is an issue that needs serious resources and effort.
It's interesting that you bring up legalization of sports betting. Many, many, many years ago when I was a kid, I used to go to a restaurant in Torrington, Tony's, and Tony Misakowski was the state representative who represented that section of Torrington. And for many years, when John Dempsey was governor, he tried to push a lottery, okay, before anybody else in the country. And it wasn't until John Dempsey, who was firmly against the lottery and a very strong governor, Connecticut got lottery. What is the look from the legislature at legalized sports betting in Connecticut?
Well, in Connecticut, you know, gaming in Connecticut is conducted by the two major tribes in Connecticut, the Mohegans and the Mashantucket Pequots. And so it is the compact with those tribes that drives gaming. And that has been a, you know, successful arrangement over many years. It's been good for the tribes, I believe, and it's been good for the state of Connecticut. So that's sort of the ground from which we begin. So there are conversations, of course, there are others that would like to engage in sports betting, and we'll certainly have conversations about that. And I know I get to sort of on the grassroots level, the one thing I hear about from people is who want to be able to go into a restaurant or someplace and, you know, with some friends and place a bet on a game. And so I know that that's also important to people, and also I think also important for economic development in some of the cities in the state. So it affects, you know, it's nice in a way to have a major issue in my committee be a revenue generating one instead of a costly one in a year where budgeting is going to be extremely difficult. But how to structure that respects and works with the tribes and also helps our towns is will be where we begin.
Well, one final question for you, and that is, of course, with what happened last week in Washington, D.C. at the Capitol, the legislature and the state of Connecticut, are they looking at ways to operate a little more securely now that, of course, our national capital was breached?
Yeah, this is a serious issue. This is not you can't just turn the page on this one. This is a major transgression that we have to look at squarely, and both looking back at what happened and why it happened and who caused it, but also looking forward to protect people, as you suggest. So I've had conversations already with a lot of leaders in police, and we'll speak with the Capitol Police this week. And I know that so our leadership has already been in conversation with the Capitol Police to make sure that adequate protections are in place. And then some of my conversations have focused on ensuring that, really, you know, for me, learning about the ways in which the police monitor social media so that they are aware of particular dates of focus moving forward, and so that they can put adequate protections in place before something happens. And I know that is very much on everyone's mind.
And I'll just add my two cents worth in here, and that is local media. We have this radio station. There used to be three radio stations in the area, four radio stations in the area. Now there are two, one in Great Barrington and one here that serve locally. Newspapers are having a real, real rough time. We have the Lakeville Journal, which is a weekly, and the Republican American. The Registered Citizen basically is not a local paper, even though they do some local stories. I think that we have to rethink that if you're going to try to break the hold that social media has on people, you do need a free and thriving local press.
You absolutely do. And to emphasize that point, because journalists have a higher calling. They have a standard of ethics and a standard of behavior. And we desperately need that.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. Well, to you and to everybody else who serves and runs for office in this highly unpredictable time, we thank you for your service. And, of course, Maria, we'll check in with you probably once a month at least through the session to see how things are progressing and also to get your update on local issues. And, again, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you, Marshall, for all you're doing. It's very important.
Thanks, Maria.
Nice to be with you.
All right, bye-bye. Maria Horn, our representative in Hartford this morning, here on Robin Hood Radio.